I'm a sidekick, my name is Amy. You can really ask me anything. Spiritual ass kicking's what I do, and I'm here to mentor you. You can love your life and make a change. Do it the Amy Scott Grant way. It's the state of the universe, the state of the universe. Amy Talks!
Hi, this is Amy Scott Grant. They call me the spiritual ass kicker, and welcome to another installment of the Amy Talks podcast. Of course, I'm your host. And we have kind of a cool topic. You know, this actually came up. It wasn't so much a burning question that was submitted as it was a hot topic in one of my private Facebook masterminds. And if that's something you're interested in joining, you can drop me a line or catch me up on Facebook and we'll see about getting you into one of those. But this was a private group and the topic came up about destiny. And I will tell you, that's kind of a hot topic. How it came up was Mark, who's one of our members, one of my top tier clients and long-term students, had attended a local psychic club meeting just to get out and meet more people, talk to people. And one of the people there asked about destiny, but Mark noticed that he didn't get a straight answer. So he took it to our Facebook group and it opened really fascinating discussion about what is destiny? What's your perspective on destiny? Does everybody have one? Is it your purpose to find yours? Will you find it no matter what? Which kind of sounds to me like he's asking, is it your destiny to find your destiny? And how does free will play into all of this? And this really created a lively discussion, people sort of chiming in with their perspective on destiny and how they see that it all works. Now, I'm going to tell you, there are a lot of beliefs that people have about destiny. Destiny is one of those kind of trigger words that sort of feels mystical and magical and, you know, can inspire certain thoughts or images or feelings inside of people, right? And it's also something that people can get kind of positional about. Is life predetermined? Do we have a set destiny that we are happy if we follow along with and successful if we complete our destiny and unsuccessful if we don't? And how does free will play in and how does it make an impact to all that? So I thought it would be fun to take that topic for this show and to talk a little bit about that. Now, as you know, I'm merely presenting perspectives. I check in, I get information intuitively, I share that with you. I'm not saying you have to believe anything that I say, right? That's the whole point of why I teach truth testing. If you don't know what truth testing is, go get a copy of my book, Pendulum Mojo. That way you can learn how to test for yourselves. You don't have to take my word for anything. You don't have to take anybody's word for anything. You can test it, right? But I will also caution you that you may have strong feelings or beliefs about destiny, and this show may challenge those, right? But again, I'm offering perspectives and allowing you to kind of check in and see what you believe. But I would invite you to challenge what you've been taught, challenge what you've been told, and even challenge what you believe. Like, is it worth believing? Do you really still believe that? Is that belief supporting you in life? All right. Okay. Enough beating around the bush. Let's get right into this topic of destiny. So what is destiny? Well, there's no hard and fast definition energetically because a lot of it depends on what you believe. If you believe that life is predetermined, then that is largely what your experience will reflect, right? If you believe that you were given or chosen for a specific purpose in your life or to achieve a specific series of results, or series of actions, then you will constantly be on the lookout for clues or signs to say what that might be and whether or not you're on the right track. You will probably also further manifest evidence that when you are aligned, when your actions are aligned with your destiny, you're happy, and when they're not, you're not, right? your reality is impacted by what your beliefs are. Now, you could be at the complete opposite end of the spectrum, okay? If we imagine like a spectrum, we've just covered one end of it. Now, let's look at what's on the other end of it, which is destiny is bullshit. That's what's on the other end of the spectrum. Destiny is a fabricated thing. It doesn't exist. It's totally made up. It's complete caca. And the purpose of life is something else. Now, I will say people that don't believe in destiny don't tend to agree on what the purpose of life is. There's not like you either believe this or you believe that. So if you're on this end of the spectrum where destiny is a hoax, then what do you believe the purpose of life is? And I'd invite you to say, consider there are no wrong answers. It's what you believe. What you believe is what you will create. This is why we're in the business of shifting and clearing beliefs that no longer serve, right? If you believe that it is your destiny to be rich, but then you have conflicting beliefs, you're going to have a hard time living out that destiny. Now, I will tell you, unfortunately, a lot of people believe that the purpose of life is to learn and to learn through experience. And I say unfortunately because if you believe that, you're going to have a lot of challenges that will teach you things, right? And then people will say things like, well, you know, it's all been a learning experience. You know, it's par for the course. It's all yada, yada, yada. So if that's what you believe, that is what you will create. Okay, now I personally am very passionate about learning, so I tend to create a lot of opportunities for learning, either experiences or sometimes I learn through there's something I want to do and there's no existing way to do it, so I get to go invent one. That is a way that I learn through doing, right? Or it might be through reading books or learning from people who've already accomplished things that I want to accomplish. But if you believe that your destiny, and that can be what's on that other end of the spectrum. Like destiny's not true. We're here merely to learn life lessons. That could be one belief you have if you don't believe in destiny. And if you believe that, you're going to have a lot of lessons, right? I mean, that's just how it has to go. So what's the alternative? Well, there's everything in the middle. That's each end of the spectrum, but there's a vast amount of stuff in the middle, so you could be anywhere in between on this spectrum of destiny. So I'm going to say that's really part one, is kind of think about what do you believe about destiny? Where do you fall on that spectrum? On one end, the absolute, like you're given a purpose or you choose a purpose, because of course this brings up other issues like what happens before we're born and who makes the choices, and we'll talk about that a little bit after the break. But is it predetermined? Is it set? And some people even believe that your destiny is predetermined, but your life is not, because you could choose not to follow your destiny and have some other experience. So that's one way free will can factor in. And we'll for sure circle back to free will. On the other end of the spectrum, destiny is BS. It doesn't exist. And the purpose of life is what? What do you believe the purpose of life is? Maybe you believe the purpose of life is to be happy or to achieve enlightenment or to help other people or to make a difference in the world or to discover who you are or to learn life lessons, right? Or anything else that you deem appropriate and true. So think about that as you're listening to this super quick message from our sponsors, KidCentered.com.
KidCentered.com. Yeah, KidCentered.com. We're centering the world one kid at a time. Calming the body and calming the mind. Try our Calm Mind Time for free. It will leave you smiling and feeling happy. For kids' meditation, you can't go wrong. KidCentered.com.
All right, welcome back. So we're talking about destiny. And just before the break, I asked you to consider what it is that you believe. Do you believe that destiny is true? We have a purpose and your job is to go figure out that purpose and live it. Or do you believe that destiny is a hoax, it doesn't exist, and there's some other purpose to life? Or are you anywhere in between? You could also be undecided, right? Like, I don't know how I feel about destiny. I'm kind of listening to this podcast to figure it out. And that's fine too. So now I'm going to receive for you a message about destiny. So let's check in and see what I get. Well, this is very congruent with what I've been saying, which is that destiny is what you make it. If you make it mean something, it will mean something to you. If you make it mean nothing, it will mean nothing to you. It's about what your experience of it is. Now, a really important question that comes up in this is, how does free will play into all of this? Again, it will depend on what you believe, but here's my perspective on it, okay? Before you came, and I mean before you showed up in this lifetime, you made some choices. See, in my experience, karma isn't real unless you believe in karma. If you believe in karma, you will create situations and outcomes that demonstrate that karma is real and active in your life. And you might do something inappropriate or hurtful to another person, and then it comes back and bites you in the ass. And you might call this karma. You might call this God's wrath, although I doubt it. You call it that if you're on this podcast right now. You might call it justification, or what goes around comes around, or anything like that. Okay, but if you believe that your negative actions create a negative consequence, then that is what has to show up in your life. And by the way, that belief can be shifted. And where does that belief come from? Well, you could have brought it in with you. It could have come from years growing up in an organized religion, or absorbing beliefs from your parents or from other authorities that were taught to you at an impressionable age. Any of this, right? The trick is, now that you're all grown up, you get to make your own choices about what you do and don't believe. So you don't have to believe in destiny or not believe in destiny just because that's what you were taught, or that's the religion that you grew up in. That was the teaching of that community or organization. You get to choose. See, that's part of being an adult, is personal responsibility. So you get to decide what you do and don't believe. What do you believe about free will? I can tell you from my experience, we have total free will. Like, free will reigns supreme. That has been my experience, right? And how do I know that? I don't. That's just what I have seen and experienced in all the work that I've done with various people in various countries all across the world, is that you have the power to shift what's happening in your life, what's happening to you, what's happening around you. You have the power to break patterns, to shatter patterns that keep coming up over and over in your life, whether it's things happening to you or things that you are actively, consciously creating. Free will reigns supreme. So how does that explain when you come into this lifetime and there are situations that you would sit here and tell me there's no way in hell you chose that, right? And I know that's what some people are thinking. You know what? I didn't choose to be whatever's happened to you. Molested as a child, lose my parents at a young age, be raped, be stabbed, be crippled, be, you know, have some type of learning disability, be broke, be confused all the time, whatever. And I would argue you did. I know that's hard to take, right? That's hard to hear. That's hard to take. And from me saying that, you might think I believe in destiny. Like, oh, okay, well, clearly Amy believes that things are going to happen to you because that's your destiny. I actually believe that you create your destiny. And again, I'm not telling you to believe what I do. I'm just sharing with you what I've learned over the years and all the people I've worked with, is that you had a choice. You still have a choice every minute of every day, but consider that before you came back in this lifetime, your free will, you exercised free will in order to make certain choices about what you wanted. Maybe you made choices in a past life that are still affecting you today. For example, you set up vows of silence or you made sacred contracts. Like you said, you know what? Oh my God, you saved my life in this lifetime. I will take care of you forever. Or I promise I will return this favor. You may have made some type of vow that is showing up like a sacred contract. And now you're wondering why you have this deadbeat partner that you're having to bail out financially constantly or bail out emotionally or whatever. It's because you made an agreement, but you consciously made that agreement. See, it appears when we're entrenched in the situation, it appears as though we're stuck in something we don't want. But why did you create that? And it's not like it's so good if you can ask yourself that without judgment, because it's not like I'm wagging a finger saying, why did you create that? It's not that at all. It's a curiosity. Like, wow, that's so interesting. Why did you create that? And it's some consequence of a belief system that you've got in place. So maybe you made a sacred vow. Maybe you made a commitment. You know, the unbreakable bond from Harry Potter, right? It's like that for real. I mean, I think J.K. Rowling is mad intuitive, right? Because when I watch those movies, I'm like, it's so interesting how much of this type of stuff I see in real life. Like, there's so many parallels to the spiritual realm and the energy world, right? And the world of healing and stuff. But yeah, a sacred contract is like the unbreakable vow, right? That Snape makes. It can't be a spoiler alert, right? Who has not seen these movies at this point? But at any rate, you made a vow, you made a commitment, or you created a belief as a coping mechanism. Here's a simple, oversimplified example, okay? You were a kid, you raised your hand, you were so excited to share the answer in class, teacher called on you, you got the answer wrong, everybody laughed, you were humiliated and decided, I am never doing that again. So then you stopped being the kid that participates in class. Or then you became shy, or then you, right? There was some outcome that came out of a belief that you created in that moment, in a traumatic moment, whether it's like you were humiliated in front of your classmates, or somebody punched you in the face, right? Or you were brutally murdered in a past life. There's all different degrees of trauma. But consider that in your mind and in your heart, trauma is trauma. And whether you were 3 and so excited to get an ice cream cone and you took 2 licks and the thing fell on the ground and your parents wouldn't buy you a new one because they didn't have money and you cried and cried and cried versus being molested as a child, these sound like incomparable, right? Oh my God, how could you possibly compare child molestation to missing out on an ice cream cone? You know what? In your psyche, if it happened to you and it horribly upset you, there's no difference. The level of trauma is very personal to you. So whatever degree of trauma you experienced in that moment, you made a decision. You did this as a way to protect yourself from future pain. Okay, and now your life is carrying out based on those decisions and those beliefs that you created. Whether they're making you happy or not, you didn't necessarily create beliefs out of a need to make yourself happy, because you might consider that our natural state is happy, grateful. You know, a child, when they're very, very, very young, before we wreck them with our parenting, they naturally want to share. They naturally want to express gratitude. But we can sometimes squash that natural spirit out of them with our constant, now, what do you say? What do you say to Aunt Suzu? What do you say? She just gave you a gift. What do you say? What do you say? And, you know, at some point the kid's like, ugh, now it's like this chore that I have to say thank you, right? I'm not saying don't teach your kids to say thank you. I'm just saying we're doing the best we can as parents most of the time, right? But things get drilled into us and sort of drilled out of us. But it's all the choices that you're making. So another quick break, and then I'll be back to tie that into destiny. Here's a word from our sponsor, KidCentered.com.
KidCentered.com, yeah, KidCentered.com. We're centering the world one kid at a time, calming the body and calming the mind. Try our Calm Mind Time for free. It will leave you smiling and feeling happy. For kids' meditation, you can't go wrong at KidCentered.com.
All right, welcome back. Destiny, right? We're talking about destiny, predetermination. So free will, in my experience and in my perspective, you decided what kind of experience you wanted to have in this lifetime. Now, consider, because I know you think, but why would anybody choose pain? Why would anybody choose to suffer if they had a choice to choose anything? If that were true, wouldn't we all choose being healthy and happy and rich and beautiful and thin and whatever else you want? Consider that from the universe's perspective, it's all good. If we are eternal spiritual beings having a brief human experience, can you imagine being in the space of the infinite and thinking, huh, a car wreck. I wonder what that might be like. Without your human brain and emotion and body of pain, like, a loveless marriage. I wonder what I would do. Like, I wonder if I would stay and stay committed, or I wonder if I would leave, or I wonder how long it would take me to leave. A chronic illness. I wonder if I could beat that. If you think of life as a game, it kind of changes your perspective. And if you consider that you made the choices about coming into this life from a divine perspective, like I'm an infinite being and this experience is going to be like a blip on the radar. You know, it's kind of like if you went to a theme park, but you only had an hour. Do you think you'd stand in line for an hour to get an ice cream? I mean, if you really, really, really wanted an ice cream, I guess you would. But probably you'd look at the map of the park before you even got there and you'd go, oh my God, I totally want to do this ride. And then if we have time, I want to do this ride. And then if we have time, I want to do this ride and this ride. Like you would pick out what looked the most fun or the most interesting. Or if you're a scaredy cat, maybe you pick out what looked the safest. Or if you hate standing in line, you might pick out what had the shortest line. You would get to pick that experience of what that would be like. And it wouldn't be a big deal because you're only going to be there an hour, which if you consider the infinite spectrum of time, that's kind of like how long we're here. A life of 80 years is like, boom, and it's over. If you're an infinite being. So you don't take it so hard, so personally. It's not like the risk is not as great. But then it's like we come into this lifetime and somehow in the birthing process or maybe even before that, we forget all about the divine perspective once we get in the human body. And we have a shitty childhood and we think, this blows. I hate this. Why is this happening to me? This sucks. And maybe you try to find purpose by figuring out a destiny. Or maybe that's your game, right? Maybe before you even come in, you go, you know what? I want to believe in destiny. And I want my destiny to be to marry this person and start this business and create this kind of difference in the world. That's what I want. So then you come in and you start out as an infant. And as you grow, you start to forget what it's like to be divine. By the time you can talk, you can barely remember, probably. what it was like to be infinite, infinitely connected, part of the divine, not just part of the divine, but divine yourself. Because you have pain and disappointment, and your parents say no, sometimes a lot. And you think, oh, this is terrible. And maybe you have good days, maybe you have bad days, but if you decided you were going to believe in destiny, then from the time you were really little, you'll think, I wonder what I'm going to do with my life. You'll think, I know I'm going to be something great. And maybe you create challenges like a family that doesn't believe in you, doesn't support you, teachers that try and knock you down and tell you you're not good at something. You know, I've published a number of books, and I had more than one teacher that was like, yeah, your writing is not really special. There's nothing really going on here with your writing. And I believed that for a while. And then I thought, to hell with it. It's nagging the crap out of me. I might as well write it and get it out of my head. And you know what? Tons of people have bought it. They like it. Actually, some people freaking love it. So I keep writing. Because it'll just keep nagging me till it gets out of my head. And maybe if you believed in destiny, you might believe I was destined to be a writer. I don't know. I feel pretty neutral about destiny. But I feel pretty strongly about free will. I believe I made choices. I chose to be born into an extremely Catholic conservative family. Guess I wanted to see what a challenge would be like in this lifetime. I chose to have great aspirations and to enjoy material possessions and to be born into a family with very little money. Even my human design, right? If you think about human design, which if you don't know about that, you can go to askamyanything.com/human design. But if you think about your human design, that's not predetermined. You picked that. Did you not decide when you would be born? Wasn't that your call? If not, whose call was it? And you might think, oh, it's my parents' call because they had a C-section. Well, maybe. And maybe you're still holding on to resentment that you didn't get to be born when you wanted to be born. But if you picked the date and time you were born, you chose your human design elements. I picked a life theme called defiance. So you can start to see why, being the person that I am, I would choose to be born into the family that I was born into and to buy into all the organized religion stuff and to be freaking miserable until I decided to just be me and screw anybody that doesn't like it. Is that my destiny? I don't know. Here's another thing to think about when it comes to destiny as we wrap up this episode. What happens after you achieve your destiny? See, this is important to think about if you believe in destiny. Is there a reason to keep living once you've achieved it? See, some people will purposely postpone. Some people who believe strongly in destiny will purposely postpone the achievement of their destiny because they believe that once they achieve their destiny, their purpose is fulfilled and therefore they no longer need to stick around. And we all pretty much have an inherent fear of death. Well, I don't know about inherent, but it's definitely drilled into us as children, right? Don't you ever do that. You could have died, right? Our parents, again, just doing the best they can. They can't have us going around, you know, walking out into traffic and touching fires and doing things that will hurt us. I mean, that's their job to protect us. So it's kind of hard to explain death to a little kid without it being kind of scary. And then somebody in the family dies and it's like, I'll never see them again. Like ever. So if you have a fear of death and you believe you're here to complete a destiny, what happens when it's done? I would love to hear your feedback on this episode. Come and visit me at facebook.com/AskAmyAnything, and I'll see you next time.
I'm a psychic, my name is Amy. You can really ask me anything. Spiritual ass kicking's what I do, and I'm here to mentor you. You can love your life and